So, tonight we're going to cover that. Now, I told you, I don't know which one it was, but I told you I'd be going over to eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I remember that. And I kind of left y'all hanging. Y'all been hanging ever since. Well, I was going back over my notes, and I went, well, I didn't do this part. So I'm going to do it tonight. I apologize for that, but I had it in there. I thought I did it, and for some reason, I must have had a good time, such a good time when I was going over it, that I failed to tell y'all about it. So we're going to start with that portion there. It's 20-something slides or something like that. And I'll do that tonight, and then tomorrow I'll get right back on it, okay? So you probably won't even be able to tell. If I wouldn't have said nothing, you wouldn't have known. But I'm letting you know because I wanted to make sure that we get this in there. All right, we're going to be on 1001 is where we'll start. And we're talking about the spirit of the law. Now, how many has this been helping you understand the scripture more? The spirit of the law. We're not under the letter of the law. We all knew that to begin with. Now, we was having a little rough go at it because we started questioning and people was questioning and doing this, but we didn't have this teaching yet. And I'd been telling you for a long time, I'm working on Galatians. I'm working on Galatians. How many know I've been working on Galatians? I've been overworking on Galatians. But I said, once we understand Galatians, it's amazing. It's once you understand the book of Galatians, in light of Taurus, there's something about it. Something about it. So we've been looking at how the spirit of the law, or how Jesus says in Matthew 5, certain things about the law. And he talks about them. So we're going to go back and look at Matthew 5:33. Matthew 5:33. It says, again, why is he using the word again? Because he's been saying that. Again, I say. Again, you have heard that it had been said by them of old times. Of old times, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto Yahweh thine oath. How many see that? He says, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto Yahweh thine oaths. Verse 34. This is Yeshua. But I say unto you, swear not at all. How many see that? Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Yahweh's throne. Isn't that something? Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about the spirit of Torah. In Leviticus 19, verse 12, it says, you shall not swear by my name falsely. You shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of Elohim. I am Yahweh. Notice what he says. And then he goes back to 35. I just wanted to throw that in there, back to verse 35. Nor by the earth. I mean, see that. For it is his footstool. Now, who's speaking here? This is Yeshua, and he's telling us that we shouldn't do these things. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Notice what he says. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ecclesiastes says this. We're talking about making a pledge or a vow or swearing by something. Ecclesiastes 5:4 says, when thou vowest a vow unto Elohim, defer not to pay it, For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Notice what he says. Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. So he's talking about swearing. He's talking about making a promise, making a vow. And he says, when you do it, don't do it. He says, again, remember what he says. Thou shalt not forswear thyself, or I promise, or I vow, but shall perform Yahweh's oaths. But I say, swear not at all. That's the spirit of Torah. The spirit of Torah. Now, think about that, because the next part's really going to help us understand it. Deuteronomy 23:22 says this. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. He says, so if you don't want to vow, don't vow. It's not a sin not to vow. How many understand that? But if you're going to promise, do what you promise. That's the spirit of Torah. Now, the law says, you shall not swear. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. Remember, for years, the church would say, oh, I'm a Christian, I can't swear. No, he said, the spirit of Torah says, it's better not to than to do it and not do what you say. That's very important, very important. So it's not that you can. But if you're going to, you say what it is, that's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Period. Let me understand that. Very, very important. So, folks will get all bent out of shape and somebody will vow a vow or do something like that, and then they'll go, you're not supposed to do that. You're a Christian. The spirit of Torah tells you exactly what he's talking about. Now, that was one in there that I didn't put it here, but here we go, Matthew 5. 38. Matthew 5:38. You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. How many see that? But I say unto thee that ye resist not evil. Notice what he says. That you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other cheek also. And hence the saying, turn the other cheek, brother. Turn the other cheek. Right? How many has heard that before? How many has heard the fact that it's not an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth no more? Meaning what? If they take your eye, you take their eye, right? If they take your tooth, you take their tooth. It's vengeance, right? That's what we've always knew. Well, let's see what he means. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Wow. An eye for an eye and tooth for tooth is not a prescription for vengeance. It's not. Is not a prescription for vengeance. But it is the most relevant concept in all of Scripture, second to Christ, it is the most commanded. So we want to know what this is, right? I always just let it off as, well, it's no longer an eye for an eye. That's what people tell you, you know, when if somebody does something and they say, well, brother, it's no more eye for an eye, no more tooth for a tooth. We're not under that no more, right? In Leviticus 19, verse 18, let's look at it real careful. Real careful, we're going to look at this. Thou shalt not avenge. Now notice this. Thou shalt not avenge. Because we want to know what is he saying. The law says, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's plain and simple, that's what it is. Right? You take mine eye, I'm going to take your eye. You ain't going to take anything. Oh, man. Because I want to be under the law when it comes to that, right? But it had nothing to do with you. Watch what he says. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. What? But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yahweh. Well, I don't want to read that one right now. It's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I don't want to read that part. You see, it's always going to keep us in check. Well, can I have a grudge against my neighbor? Can I avenge myself? Oh, boy. All right, well, let's go on and see what he says. Proverbs 24, 28. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without a cause. Notice that. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without a cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Verse 29. Say not, I will do so to him as he has done to me. What? Say not, I will do so to him as he has done to me. Well, I thought we was an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. That's what Yeshua said. You've heard it said. It's an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. But he ain't talking about revenge. Well, what is he talking about? If he's not talking about revenge, what he's talking about? Because we want to know, right? How many want to know? I will render to the man according to his work. I will render to man according to his work. What? Look at Romans 12, 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Notice that. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. So when we look at this in Romans, we see something that never did God intend for us to ever take eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth as vengeance. But we did. He never intended that, but we did take that. Why did we take it that away? We didn't read the rest of Torah. We didn't read none of the scripture around it. We just took it. That's what it means. We not only eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. That's vengeance. But now we're under what Christ says. Well, let's go on and continue. Deuteronomy 32, verse 35 through 37 says, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. How many see that? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. What? Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand. And the thing that shall come upon them, make haste. Think about that. So what I'm looking at here is a difference in how we read or understand the Torah. Verse 36, for Yahweh shall judge his people and repent himself for his servant when he seeth their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their work, their mighty ones, their rock in whom they trusted. Where are their mighty ones who they trusted? Where are they? So if an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is vengeance, then what is not vengeance, then what is it? It's a warning. It's a warning. He's warning. If it's not vengeance, who's vengeance for? The Lord. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, said Yahweh. So it's not vengeance on us. So it's not. So we can take that and say, well, good thing that we ain't our eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, because I will show them. Right? Well, we're taking the whole thing wrong. What is it? It's a warning. It's a warning. It's warning people on what's to come. Well, let's look at it. Proverbs 26, 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. And he that rolleth the stone, it will return upon him. Think about that. That's what this whole thing is. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say to you. But I say to you, and it's very important that we understand this particular statement, that ye resist not evil. Whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. How many see that? Now look at Obadiah, chapter number 1, verse 15. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 15. For the day of Yahweh is near upon all the heathen. Look at this highlighted part. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Eye for an eye. Tooth for tooth. Thy reward shall be upon thine own head. That's what he means in the Torah. When he said the spirit of Torah, this is what he wants. This is what he, remember, the spirit of Torah is what he wants us to take from Torah. Who knew the Torah better than Yeshua? To live it out, to understand what God meant when he said what he said. He's telling us what he meant. Revelations 13, verse 10 says, He that leadeth unto captivity shall go into captivity. How many see that? He that leadeth unto captivity shall do what? Go to captivity, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword, tooth for tooth. How many see this? It's a warning. It's not telling you to go have vengeance on somebody. Man, good thing we not need that no more. Because I take their eye and they took mine. You understand? That's not what it was about. This is a warning. This is warning people that you might think you're getting away with it now, but you could, it's coming back to you. The same measure you measured out will be measured back to you again. That's what this is. It's not us going and because one guy plucked, he caused one guy's eye to come out, then they're going to go and just take the guy. It was an accident, whatever it was, to take his eye out. Think about that. It's a warning. It's warning everyone of how important and valuable this is. Very valuable. Matthew 7, verse 12 says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do, how many say that? Even so to them. Do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now watch this. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth is what? It's the golden rule. What is it? It's the golden rule. That's what it is. It's the golden rule. So when we want something done, if we do something, the measure we measure out is going to get measured back to us again. So these are important issues that we should grab hold to and understand and look at it. Now look at Leviticus 24, verse 19. It says, if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Is that blemish for blemish? Think about it. So if a man causes a blemish in his neighbor, does he go and do they take the man and cause a blemish in him? Let's look at it. Verse 20. Breach for breach. Eye for eye. Tooth for tooth. As he had caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. Warning. It's a warning. It wasn't immediate. It was telling them, you think you're getting away with it now, but it's going to come back on you. It won't be long. It was a warning. All throughout Scripture, we find this happening. He's warning us. He's telling us. It's not immediate. Immediate means that you somehow got vengeance. And vengeance is for who? The Lord is vengeance. But it's a warning. It's telling you. It's like, you know, if you keep doing this, you're going to get this going to come on you. I'm just letting you know. You keep doing it, it's going to come on you. And that's what he's talking about here. And it's so important to understand and grab hold to it. It's valuable. It's valuable that we see it. Let's look at another one. This one will help you. 43. Matthew 5:43. Ye have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. How many see that? Thou hast heard it said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy. What? I don't want to. Bless them that curse you. Why? Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that which despitefully use you and persecute you. Well, isn't that something? In Leviticus 19, verse 18, it said, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yahweh. Notice that. I am Yahweh. Now the reason we don't, a lot of times, the reason why we don't understand the Torah, we don't understand the whole entirety of the Tanakh, it's because we don't read it all. We're not familiar with that. And how many of you know this has been helping us? Because once we read like a portion like this, Exodus 23, verse 5, once we read this, it would say, if thou meet thine enemy's ox. Whose ox? Your enemy. Notice that. Not if you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, kill it. Let it go astray. Thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. Wow. Your enemy's ox. If thou see the donkey of him that hateth thee lying under its burden, And what is forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help him, help with him. Notice that. So he's not talking about any ox or any donkey. He said if it's your enemy's one, you help him. You do everything you can. Everything. And that's important. Very valuable. Valuable to understand that. In Proverbs 25, verse number 21, he said, if thine enemy be hungry, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and Yahweh shall reward thee. Now we've heard that one, right? Be nice to him and you heap coals of fire. Be nice to him and you heap coals of fire. We heard that. That's what he's talking about to your enemy. How many understand that? So what I wanted you to see in all of this is that the power of God, the understanding of God, when you look at Torah, when you see it for what it is, the eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth is a warning. It's warning us that you're going to be judged one day. One day you're going to be judged. And whatever you put out all your life, it's all going to come back to you. An eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. It's a warning, not vengeance. For all of our lives, so for everybody here, for all of our lives, we thought, you know, it was vengeance. It wasn't. Who's the vengeance for? The Lord. That's why he said that. He couldn't say, you take vengeance under the law. You take vengeance. And then he says, vengeance is mine. He wouldn't have done that. But we never saw that. We just kind of went along with it. We went right along with whatever it was that was said. And that was it. But that's why when Yeshua comes and he starts to open up and unfold and show us what the Torah is, that's the thing that's so amazing about it. That's the thing that's so wonderful about it. And it's valuable that we understand that way we can grab hold to these wonderful principles in the Scripture. Now, that was the last part of that. And I'm going to give you the spot where we're going to take off in the morning. Let's see here. Deuteronomy 25, verse 4. That's going to be 1046. 1046. We're going to be talking about. Now, that's where we left off last Sunday. This is where we left off. So, thou shalt not muzzle the ox when it treads out the corn. That's where we'll start. And I'm thinking we should be getting close. Probably another 6 weeks or so. 6 weeks, we should be done with this. And I hope, anyway. I hope we're done. So tomorrow, there's some things that I'm going to talk about that I think is valuable. It's important that we understand. And so I want to encourage you to be